With that, I'd like to ask Aunt Joy's concerns and praises you might have. Judy's treatment went well. She was in the hospital Monday through Friday, and the treatments went well, and she's at home recovering from the treatments, and she's able to get up, and when she feels like doing a couple loads of laundry, I know she's feeling better. And thank God for that, because she won't let me operate the work machine. So while she was in the hospital, I was just grateful that she had a whole supply of underwear and a whole supply of clean shirts, and I'm grateful. National Day of Prayer, I just want to remind you of that and pray that you participate in it. Any joyous concerns you might have this morning, Sandra?
I got a call from my sister this morning. My nephew was in an accident last night, Dakota Thatcher, and he towed his truck, and he doesn't think that he's in trouble, but I know better. So he has going to be having some issues that he's going to have to deal with. I did go to Thomasville yesterday, had lunch with my girls from Highway Safety, and I went to Ray Ann's, and I picked up the Jesus Revolution. So if we want to see about planning a movie night, Tina and I talked about doing popcorn and
thank you for doing that. We need to kind of work on that when we want to do it. We want to invite the whole community. It's a wonderful, wonderful move. How many of you were alive when the Jesus hippies were around in California that started the Jesus? Yeah, you remember any of that?
Also, Stan is in Fort Walton, and he is in his 50th high school reunion.
Oh, good for
him. So he will be driving back. I think he's going to be staying in Panama City with his parents tonight, but we'll see how that goes when he gets there.
Miss Linda.
Just keep praying for my sister. She did have a small cancer, but her margins were all clear. She said she's fine, and I just want to thank
God for getting David Lane home safely.
It was a little bit of a trying trip for me.
Thank you. We're glad that you're back. Miss Betty.
Janie called me this morning. They are in Pennsylvania again, and they were moving Craig's mother from Waynesboro to Chambersburg to cardiac care, critical care.
Thank you. Hear our prayers, Lord. Joanne, too.
My cousin Lori is suffering from treatment of cancer. We pray for comfort.
Thank you. Hear our prayers, Lord. Travis.
Prayers for Tina. She needs to recover. She's been a little long road here for several nights. She's feeling better. She is. Your danger says that he would be tough.
Hallelujah.
No, and I'm having trouble with my back. So again, we're just falling apart. We will be planning to leave town next Saturday, and prayers that we can get everything together
That'll be a good time away. You don't have to do any physical labor. Yes, ma'am.
Some of you know my brother-in-law, Carlton. He is in the hospital. He is sick. Our family relationship is very strained. He has 2 daughters. So I just I pray for healing in his body, but I pray for his soul and that his children will be able to take care of him if he passes on and grieve the right way through that. It's just, y'all know, it's just been a long, long road. So I just thank the Lord for forgiveness and reconciliation and giving us an understanding we don't have, we physically don't have it. So.
Thank you.
One more thing, Pastor. It's a praise. Our son Tyler was in an accident the other day, and it was a really close call for me. Very serious.
Yeah. Linda?
My neighbor's daughter, 39 years old, her name is Jenny. She had a mild stroke while we were gone.
Thank you. Please.
One other thing, one of the ladies that I work with, her, she was affected by the tornado in Hosford.
Thank you for reminding me of that.
She has damage to her home. She has damage to her brand new vehicle she just bought. They weren't able to get to her at all, or it snatched all the shingles off the roof, and it was raining in the house. And so I don't know what's going on this weekend. News to the office. They were going to, some of the people were going to go down there with chainsaws and see what they could help her out with.
Yeah, they, we kind of make light sometimes of the weather, but we're grateful for people that respond when the tornadoes and so forth come through.